you okay?
I got the wind knocked out of
him. It looks like a cave or something.
Stevie, what's going on?
The human skull!
Toss it up here, dude.
No way, butt wipe. It's mine. Anyway, there's bones all over the place, man.
Situation in progress. I'll be the Old Town Road IC. Rope's in the hole. Let's go. Two down.
What you got, TC? Talk to me. Do you see the boy? Talk to me. Come back, TC. You see the kid? Danny, check TC's radio. TC?
Glenn, Sal, in the hole.
Braunschweig. Sir, the impossible scenario that we never planned for? Well, we better come up with a plan.
shot. There's no trace of an explosive device or anything resembling one.
Have you sent the dog through yet?
Yes, sir.
We'll send it through again.
Loader, it's me.
Where are you, Scully?
I'm on the roof.
Did you find anything?
No, I haven't.
What's wrong?
Well, I just climbed up 12 floors. I'm hot, I'm thirsty, and to be honest, I'm wondering what I'm doing up here.
You're looking for a bomb.
Yes, I know that. But the threat was called into the federal building across the street.
I think they have that covered.
Mulder, when a terrorist bomb threat is called in, the rational purpose of providing that information is to allow us to find the bomb. The rational object of terrorism is to promote terror. If you study the statistics, you find a model behavioral pattern for virtually every case where a threat has turned up an explosive device. And if we don't act in accordance with that data, if you ignore it as we have done, the chances are great that if there actually is a bomb, we might not find it. Lives could be lost. Mulder.
Who?
Jesus, Mulder.
Whatever happened to plan a hunch, Scully?
The element of surprise, random acts of unpredictability. We fail to anticipate the unforeseen or expect the unexpected in a universe of infinite possibilities. We may find ourselves at the mercy of anyone or anything that cannot be programmed, categorized, or easily referenced. What are we doing up here, Scully? It's hotter than hell.
I know you're bored in this assignment, Mulder, but unconventional thinking is only going to get you into trouble now.
What makes you think I'm bored?
You got to quit looking for what isn't there. They've closed the X-Files. There's procedure to be followed now, protocol.
Maybe we should call in a bomb threat to Houston. I think it's free beer night at the Astrodome.
Now what?
It's locked.
So much for anticipating the unforeseen. I had you.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. I had you big time.
You had nothing. Come on, I saw you jiggle the handle.
I saw your face, Mulder. There was a definite moment of panic.
Hey, you've never seen me panic. When I panic, I make this face.
That was the face.
You didn't see that face?
I saw that face. You're buying.
Come on. Coke, Pepsi, saline IV?
Something sweet. Scully,
I found the bomb.
You're funny. Where are you, Mulder?
I'm in the vending room.
Is that you pounding?
Yeah, you gotta get somebody to open that door.
Nice try, Mulder.
Look, Scully, it's in the soda machine. You got about 14 minutes to evacuate this building.
Come on, Mulder.
56, 1354, 1352, 1350. You see a pattern emerging here, Scully?
Hold on, Mulder. I'm going to get you out of there.
SAC Michaud. He's got the wrong building.
Where is he?
He found it in the vending machine. He's locked in with it.
Scully, you know that face I just showed you? I'm making it again.
Mulder, move away from the door. We're coming through it.
Clear!
I mean, that's just soda pop in those canisters.
It's just what it looks like. Big IED. 10 gallons of astrolite. Okay. Get everybody out of here. Clear the area.
Come on, let's go.
Somebody's got to stay here with you.
I just gave you an order. Now get the hell out of here and evacuate the building.
Can you defuse it?
Yes, I can.
We got less than 4 minutes to find out if you're right.
Did you hear what I said? Get out.
Come on, Mulder.
Thank you. In light of Waco and Ruby Ridge, there's a heightened need at the Attorney General's office to place responsibility as early as possible for the catastrophic destruction of public property and loss of life due to terrorist activities. Many details are still unclear, but we're under some pressure from the Attorney General to give an accurate picture of what happened so that she can issue a public statement. We know now that 5 people died in the explosion. Special agent in charge, Darius Michaud, who was trying to defuse the bomb, 3 firemen from Dallas, and a young boy. I'd like to begin this interview.
Excuse me, the firemen and the young boy, they were found in the building?
Agent Mulder, since you weren't able to be on time for this hearing, I'd like you to step outside so that we can hear Agent Scully's version of the facts so that she will not be paid the same disrespect.
We had been told the building was clear.
You'll get your turn, Agent Mulder. Please step outside.
Sit down. They're still talking to Agent Scully.
About what?
They're asking her for a narrative. They want to know why she was in the wrong building.
She was with me.
You don't see what's going on here, do you? There's $45 million worth of damage to the city of Dallas. Lives have been lost. No suspects have been named. So the story that's being shaped is that this could have been prevented.
They want to blame us?
Agent Mulder, you and I both know that if it looks bad, it's bad for the FBI. Blame has to be assigned somewhere.
If they want somebody to blame, they can blame me. Agent Scully doesn't deserve this.
She's in there right now saying the same thing about you.
I breached protocol. I broke contact with the SAC. I ignored a primary tactical rule and left them alone with the device.
Agent Scully says it was she who ordered you out of the building, that you wanted to go back in.
No. Whatever you told them in there, Scully, you don't have to protect me.
All I told them was the truth.
They're trying to divide us on this, and we can't let them.
Mulder, they have divided us. They're splitting us up.
What? What are you talking about?
I have a meeting with OPR day after tomorrow for remediation and reassignment.
They're the ones that put us together.
Because they wanted me to invalidate your investigations into the paranormal, but I think this goes deeper than that now.
This is not about you, Scully. They're doing this to me.
They're not doing this. Mulder, I left behind a career in medicine because I thought that I could make a difference at the FBI. But it hasn't turned out that way. And now if they were to transfer me to Omaha or Cleveland or some field office, it just doesn't hold the interest for me that it once did. Not after what I've seen and done.
You're quitting.
Maybe you should ask yourself if your heart's still in it, too.
Agent Mulder, you're up.
I'm sorry. Mulder. Good luck.
I'd say this about exceeds your minimum daily requirement. Well, you've got to train for that kind of heavy lifting. Goofy day? So, what do you do?
What do I do? Key figure in an ongoing government charade. The
plot to conceal the truth about the existence of extraterrestrials.
It's a global conspiracy, actually, with key players, the highest levels of power, and that reaches down into the lives of every man, woman, and child on this planet. So, of course, no one believes me. I'm an annoyance to my superiors, a joke to my peers. They call me Spooky. Spooky Mulder, whose sister was abducted by aliens when he was just a kid and now chases after little green men with a badge and a gun, shouting to the heavens or anyone who will listen that the fix is in, that the sky is falling. And when it hits, it's going to be the shit storm of all time.
Well, I would say that about does it, Spooky.
Does what?
Well, looks like 86 is your lucky number.
You know, one is the loneliest number.
That official FBI business?
What?
That the Bureau's accusing you of the same thing in Dallas. Standing around holding your yank while bombs are exploding.
Do I know you?
No, but I've been watching your career for a good while. Back when you were just a promising young agent. Before that.
You come out here for a reason?
Yeah, I did. My name is Kurzweil. Dr. Alvin Kurzweil.
Am I supposed to know that name?
Old friend of your father's. Back at the Department of State, we were what you might call fellow travelers. But his disenchantment outlasted mine.
How'd you find me?
I heard you come in here now and again. Figured you'd be needing a little drinky tonight.
You a reporter?
I'm a doctor, but I think I mentioned that. OBGYN.
You got something to tell me? You got as much time as it takes for me to hail a cab.
There's something you don't know about the bombing in Dallas.
What's that?
SAC Darius Michaud never tried or intended to defuse that bomb.
They just let it explode in his face, huh?
What's the question no one's asking? Why that building? Why not the federal building?
Federal building was too well guarded.
No. They put the bomb in the building across the street because it did have federal offices there. The Federal Emergency Management Agency had a provisional medical quarantine office there, which is where the bodies were found. But that's the thing you didn't know, the thing you'd never think to check. Those people were already dead.
Before the bomb went off.
That's what I'm saying.
Darius Michaud was a 22-year veteran of the Bureau.
Michaud was a patriot. The people he was loyal to know their way around Dallas. They blew that building to hide something. Maybe even something they couldn't predict.
You're telling me they blew up that entire building just to hide the bodies of those firemen?
And one little boy.
I think you're full of shit.
Do you?
Arlington, please. Actually, you know, let's go to Georgetown. Let's go to Georgetown.
I woke you.
Did I wake you?
No.
Why not? It's 3 a.m.
Are you drunk, Mulder?
I was until about 20 minutes ago, yeah.
Was that before or after you decided to come here?
What exactly are you implying?
Let's go home, Mulder.
No, get dressed.
It's late.
Get dressed.
What are you doing?
Just get dressed and I'll explain on the way.
Got something to show me.
We brought the atmosphere back down to freezing in order to control the development, which is like nothing we've ever seen.
Brought on by what?
Heat, I think. The coincident invasion of a host, the fireman, and an environment that raised his body temperature above 98.6.
Man's still alive.
Technically and biologically, but he'll never recover.
How can this be?
The developing organism is using his life energy, digesting bone and tissue. We've just slowed the process. Do you want us to destroy this one too, before it gestates?
No. We need to try our vaccine on it.
And if it's unsuccessful?
Burn it. Like the others.
ID and floor you're visiting, please.
We're going down to the morgue.
That area is currently off limits to anyone other than authorized medical personnel.
On whose orders?
General McCaddy.
General McCaddy is who requested our coming down here. We were wakened at 3 a.m. and told to get down here immediately.
I don't know anything about that.
We'll call General McCaddy.
I don't have the number.
Well, then call the switchboard. They'll patch you through.
Jesus, you don't know the switchboard number?
I'm calling my CEO.
Listen, son, we don't have time to dick around while you demonstrate your ignorance in the chain of command. The order came directly from General McCaddy. You call him. We'll conduct our business while you confirm authorization.
Why don't you head on down, and I'll confirm authorization.
Thank you. Why is the morgue suddenly off limits on the orders of the general?
This is one of the firemen who died in Dallas.
According to the toe tag.
What are you looking for?
Cause of death.
I can tell you that without even looking at them. Concussive organ failure due to proximal exposure to source and flying debris. Mulder, this man's already been autopsied. You can tell by the way he's been wrapped and dressed.
Does this fit the description you just read me?
Oh, my God. This man's tissue, Mulder.
It's like jelly.
There's been some kind of cellular breakdown. Completely animaceous. There's been no autopsy performed here. No Y incision. No internal exam.
You're telling me the cause of death in that report is false? That this man didn't die from an explosion or from flying debris?
Well, then I can't tell you what killed this man. I'm not sure anybody else could claim to either. Mulder, you knew before we got here this man didn't die at the bomb site.
I've been told as much.
You're saying this is a cover-up? Of what?
I don't know. But I have a hunch that what you're going to find won't be anything that can be categorized or easily referenced.
Mulder, this is going to take some time. Somebody's going to figure out sooner or later that we're not even supposed to be here.
We are being blamed for this man's death. I'd like to know what he died of. Wouldn't you?
That's it up here.
Excuse me. Can I help you?
This is Dr. Kurzweil's residence.
You have some kind of business with him?
Yeah, I'm looking for him.
You're looking for him for what? The feds are looking for him, too. Real nice business he's got, huh?
What's that?
Selling naked pictures of little kids on his computer. You looking for him for some other reason?
Yeah. I had an appointment for a pelvic examination.
Hey, you want to call if we turn up this Kurzweil?
Don't bother.
See this crap? Somebody knows I'm talking to you.
Not according to the men in blue.
Oh, what is it this time? Kiddie porn again? Sexual battery of a patient?
They want to discredit you for what?
Because I'm a dangerous man. Because I know too much about the truth.
Now, that end-of-the-world apocalyptic garbage you write?
You know my work? I was right about Dallas, wasn't I?
Ouch, how are you right?
Are you familiar with the antivirus at your mother?
Yeah, it was a deadly virus spread by field mice in the southwestern United States several years ago.
According to the newspaper, FEMA was called out to manage an outbreak of the hantavirus. Are you familiar with what the Federal Emergency Management Agency's real power is? FEMA allows the White House to suspend constitutional government upon declaration of a national emergency. Think about that. What is an agency with such broad sweeping power doing managing a small viral outbreak in suburban Texas?
You're saying it wasn't such a small outbreak?
No. I'm saying it wasn't the hantavirus.
Well, what was it? What was it?
When we were young men in the military, your father and I were recruited for a project. They told us it was biological warfare, a virus.
What killed those men?
What killed them, I won't even write about. We have no context for what killed those men, or any appreciation of the scale at which it will be unleashed in the future.
plague?
A plague to end all plagues, Agent Mulder. A silent weapon for a quiet war. The systematic release of an indiscriminate organism for which the men who will bring it on still have no cure. They've been working on this for 50 years. While the rest of the world have been fighting cooks and commies, these men have been secretly negotiating a planned Armageddon.
Negotiating with whom?
I think you know. The timetable has been set. It'll happen on a holiday when people are away from their homes. The president will declare a state of emergency, at which time all government, all federal agencies will come under the power of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. The secret government.
They call me paranoid.
Go back to Dallas, Agent Mulder, and dig. Or we're going to find out along with the rest of the country. When it's too late.
What did you find?
Evidence of a massive infection.
What kind of infection?
I don't know.
All right, listen to me. I'm going home and then I'm booking myself on a flight to Dallas.
I'm going to get you a ticket, too.
Mulder.
I need you there with me. I need your expertise.
Mulder, I've got a hearing tomorrow.
I can get you back in time for that hearing.
And maybe with evidence that'll blow it away.
Mulder, I can't. I'm way past the point of common sense here.
It's not common sense. Are you there? Scully?
What you're looking for amounts to a needle in a haystack. This explosion was so devastating, there hadn't been much that we've been able to put together just yet.
Well, I'm looking for anything out of the ordinary, really. Maybe something from the FEMA offices where those bodies were found?
Well, we weren't expecting to find those remains, of course, when we sent them off to Washington.
Well, anything from those offices that you haven't sent off to D.C. yet?
Some bone fragments turned up in the SIF this morning. We thought we had another fatality. But we found out FEMA recovered them from an archaeological site out of town.
Have you examined them?
No, just fossils, as far as we know.
I'd like you to let this person take a look at them, if you don't mind.
Just let me see if I can lay my hands on what you're looking for.
I thought you said you weren't coming.
Wasn't planning on it, particularly not after spending half an hour in cold storage this morning. But I got a better look at the blood and tissue samples I took from the firemen.
And what did you find?
Something I couldn't show to anybody else, not without causing the kind of attention I'd just as soon avoid right now. But what those men were infected with contains a protein coat that I've never seen before. What it did to them, it did extremely fast.
How was it contracted?
That I don't know. But unless it can respond to conventional treatment, it could be a serious health threat.
Like I said, these are just fossils, but they weren't near the blast center, so they're not going to tell you much.
Right. Why don't you check this out? You
said you knew the location where these were found.
Show you right on the map.
Settings checked and recalibrated. I want a steady -2 degrees Celsius throughout the transfer of the body after I've administered the vaccine. Gone.
What?
It's left the body. I think it's gestated. What's the matter?
Wait. I can see it. Jesus, Lord.
You see it?
Yeah. Much for little green man.
I need you down here.
You have a call.
Yes.
We have a situation. The members are assembling.
Is it an emergency?
Yes. A meeting has been set tonight in London to determine a course.
Who called this meeting?
Strughold. He just got on a plane in Tunis.
Yeah. cargo arrived.
Yes. They're waiting in the library, sir.
We begin to worry. Some of us have traveled so far, and you are the last to arrive.
I'm sorry. My grandson fell and broke his leg.
While we've been made to wait, we watch surveillance tapes, which have raised more concerns.
More concerns than what?
We've been forced to reassess our role in colonization by new facts of biology, which have presented themselves.
The virus has mutated.
Into what?
A new extraterrestrial biological entity.
My God.
The geometry of mass infection presents certain conceptual re-evaluations for us about our place in their colonization.
This isn't colonization. This is spontaneous repopulation. All our work, if it's true, they've been using us all along. We've been laboring under a lie.
It could be an isolated case.
How can we know?
We're going to tell them what we found, what we've learned, by turning over a body infected with the gestating organism.
In hope of what? Learning that it's true? That we are nothing but digestives for the creation of a new race of alien life forms? By cooperating now, we are but beggars to our own demise.
Cooperation is the only chance of saving ourselves.
They still need us to carry out their preparations.
We'll continue to use them as they do us, if only to play for more time to continue work on our vaccine.
My lateness might just as well have been absent. A course has already been taken.
There are complications. Mulder saw one of the infected bodies that we destroyed in Dallas. She's gone back there again. Someone has tipped him.
Who?
Kurzweil, we think.
No one believes Kurzweil. Or his books. He's a toiler, a crank.
Mulder believes him.
Then Kurzweil must be removed.
Yes, must Mulder.
Kill Mulder. We take the risk of turning one man's quest into a crusade.
Then you must take away what he holds most valuable. That with which he can't live without.
I don't know, Mulder. I don't see any evidence of an archaeological or any other kind of a dig site.
This is where he marked on the map, where he said those fossils were unearthed. You're sure those fossils were infected with the same virus you saw at the morgue?
Both sets of bones were porous. Is it the virus or the causative microbe were decomposing it?
And you've never seen that virus before?
No.
Look at that. That look like new grass to you?
Looks pretty green for this climate.
Uh-huh. Ground's dry about an inch down. This was laid recently.
The equipment looks brand new, too.
No irrigation system. Somebody's covering their tracks. Hey! Hey!
You boys live around here?
Yeah.
You seen anybody digging over there?
We're not supposed to talk about it.
You're not supposed to talk about it. Who told you that?
Nobody.
Nobody? Same nobody'd build that playground? Nobody buy you those new bikes, too?
I think you better tell us.
We don't even know you.
Well, we're FBI agents.
You're not FBI agents.
How do you know?
Because y'all look like door-to-door salesmen.
Hey, you want to buy a badge?
They all left an hour ago. Going that way.
Unmarked tanker trucks. What are archaeologists hauling out the tanker trucks?
I don't know, Mulder.
Where are they going with it?
That's the first question to answer if we're going to find them.
What are my choices?
About 100 miles and nothing in both directions.
Well, which way do you think they went?
You got two choices. One of them's wrong.
I think they went left.
I don't know why. I think they went right.
Scully, how many times have I been wrong?
Never.
Not driving, anyway. Right about the bomb, wasn't I?
This is great. This is fitting.
What?
I have to be in Washington, D.C. in 11 hours for a hearing, the outcome of which might possibly affect one of the biggest decisions of my life. And here I am in the middle of nowhere, Texas, chasing phantom tanker trucks.
We're not chasing tanker trucks, Scully. We're chasing evidence.
Of what exactly?
That bomb in Dallas was allowed to go off to hide something. Bodies infected with a virus you yourself detected.
Mulder, they haul oil in tanker trucks. They haul gas in tanker trucks. They do not haul viruses in tanker trucks.
Well, they may be hauling a virus in these tanker trucks.
What do you mean, Mulder? What are you not telling me? Mulder.
The virus may be extraterrestrial.
I don't... Mulder, I don't... This is weird, Mulder.
Very weird.
Any thoughts as to why anybody would be growing corn in the middle of the desert?
Well, those could be giant Jiffy Pop poppers.
Cool in here. The temperature's being regulated.
For the purpose of what?
Mulder, I think we're on top of a larger structure here. This is some kind of a venting system.
You hear something? You hear that?
I hear a humming.
Mm-hmm.
Like electricity. High voltage, maybe.
Maybe. Stung?
Thank you.
Come on.
Yes, I apologize for making you wait. I have new evidence.
Evidence of what?
These are fossilized bone fragments that I've been able to study that were gathered at the bomb site in Dallas.
You've been back to Dallas?
Yes.
Found something, yeah. On the Texas border, some kind of experiment. Something they excavated was brought there in tanker trucks.
What?
I'm not sure. A virus, I think.
And I also have reason to believe that there may have been some involvement by Special Agent in Charge Michaud.
Those are very serious allegations, Agent Scully.
Yes, I know.
You saw this experiment?
Yeah,
but we were chased off.
What did it look like?
There were bees, corn crops.
And you have conclusive evidence of this? Something to tie this claim of yours to the crime?
Not completely conclusive. I hope to, but we are in the process of... We're working towards gathering that evidence.
Working with?
With Agent Mulder.
What are they? What do you think? Transportation system. Transgenic crops, the pollen genetically altered to carry a virus. That would be my guess.
Guess? What do you mean, your guess? Hey, you told me you had answers.
Yeah, well, I don't have all.
You didn't know my father.
Like I told you, he and I were old
friends.
You've
been using me.
What do you mean?
You've been using me to gather information for your goddamn books. Kurzweil!
Yeah, you'd be shit out of luck if it wasn't for me. You saw what you saw because I led you to it. I'm putting my ass on the line for
your you. Your ass? I just got chased through Texas by two black helicopters.
And why do you think it is you're standing here talking to me? These people don't make mistakes.
Salt Lake City, Utah. Transfer effective immediately. I already gave Skinner my letter of resignation.
You can't quit now, Scully.
I can, Mulder. I debated whether or not even to tell you in person.
We are close to something here. We're on the verge.
You're on the verge, Mulder. Please don't do this to me.
After what you saw last night, after all you've seen, you can just walk away?
I have. I did. It's done.
I need you on this, Scully.
You don't need me, Mulder. You never have. I've just held you back. I gotta go.
You want to tell yourself that so you can quit with a clear conscience? You can, but you're wrong.
Why did they assign me to you in the first place, Mulder? To debunk your work. To rein you in. To shut you down.
But you saved me.
As difficult and as frustrating as it's been sometimes, your goddamn strict rationalism and science have saved me 1,000 times over. You kept me honest. You made me a whole person. I owe you everything. Scully, you owe me nothing. I don't know if I want to do this alone. I don't even know if I can. And if I quit now, they win. Special Agent Fox, Mulder. I have an emergency. I have an agent down.
Can you hear me? Can you say your name? She's got nutrition in the throat and larynx.
Okay.
Passages are open. Okay, let's get her in the van right away. Look out. Coming through. Watch your back.
She said she had a funny taste in the back of her throat, but there was no pre-existing allergy to bee sting. Now, the bee that stung her might have been carrying a virus.
Virus?
Yeah, you tell that to
get
the doctor.
Get on the radio. Tell him we've got a cytogenic reaction. A virus. We need advised
and administered. What hospital, like... What hospital are you taking her to?
Hey, Mulder.
Mulder?
Oh, God. Cowardly Lion, Scarecrow, Dodo.
What am I doing here?
The bullet grazed your brow and glanced off your temporal plate.
3 centimeters to the left, and we'd all be playing harps right now.
You've been unconscious since they brought you in.
Where's Scully? We put together you called 911, but that call must have been intercepted.
Scully had a reaction to an Africanized honeybee we found in your hall.
I gotta get to her.
Mulder, easy, easy. You're staying right here.
You don't understand. This goes right back to Dallas.
Tell me where she is. I'll find her.
I don't know where she is, but I can think of someone who might.
You leave here unprotected, how far will you get? How far will they let you get? Because they'll know the minute you walk out of here.
What can we do?
You can strip buyers naked.
What?
I need your clothes.
Dr. Kurzweil, isn't it? Dr. Alvin Kurzweil.
Kurzweil.
He's come and gone.
I want to know where Scully is.
The location of Agent Scully and the means to save her life. Please.
Is it a weak vaccine against the virus Agent Scully has been infected with? It must be administered within 96 hours. That leaves you little time to reach those coordinates.
You're lying.
No. Well, I have no means to prove otherwise. The virus is extraterrestrial. We know very little about it except that it was the original inhabitant of this planet.
A virus?
What is a virus? But a colonizing force that cannot be defeated, living in a cave underground until it mutates and attacks.
This is what you've been conspiring to conceal? A disease?
No, for God's sake, you've got it all backwards. AIDS, the Ebola virus, on an evolutionary scale, they are newborns. This virus walked the planet long before the dinosaurs.
What do you mean, walked?
You're aliens, Agent Mulder. Your little green men arrived here millions of years ago. Those that didn't leave have been lying dormant underground since the last ice age in the form of an evolved pathogen, waiting to be reconstituted by the alien race when it comes to colonize the planet, using us as hosts. Against this we have no defense, nothing but a weak vaccine. Do you see why it was kept secret? Why even the best men, men like your father, could not let the truth be known? Until Dallas, we believed the virus would simply control us, that mass infection would make us a slave race. Imagine our surprise when they began to gestate. My group has been working cooperatively with the alien colonists, facilitating programs like the one you saw to give us access to the virus, in hope that we might be able secretly to develop a cure.
To save your own asses.
Survival is the ultimate ideology. Your father wisely refused to believe this.
But he sacrificed my sister. He let them take Samantha.
Without a vaccination, the only true survivors of the viral holocaust will be those immune to it. Human alien clones. He allowed your sister to be abducted, to be taken to a cloning program, for one reason.
So she will survive. As a genetic hybrid.
Your father chose hope over selfishness. Hope, the only future he had, his children. His hope for you was that you would uncover the truth about the project, that you would stop it, that you would fight the future.
Why are you telling me this?
For the sake of my own children. Once it's learned what I've told you, my life will be over.
Where's Dr. Kurtzman? I'd like to get out of the car now.
Stop the car!
Driver. The men I work with will stop at nothing to clear the way for what they believe is their stake in the inevitable future. I was ordered to kill Dr. Kurzweil. As I was ordered to kill you.
Ow!
Trust no one, Mr. Mulder.
Get out of the car.
Why? The upholstery's already ruined.
Get out of the car! You have precious little time. What I've given you, the alien colonists don't yet know exists. The vaccine you hold is the only defense against the virus. Its introduction into an alien environment may have the power to destroy the delicate plans we have so assiduously protected for the last 50 years.
What do you mean, may have?
Find Agent Scully. Only then will you realize the scope and grandeur of the project. Go. Go now.
Thank you.
shit.
Secure the station. I want everyone else down below. If you're not armed, arm yourselves. We may have a breach. Contaminant in the system.
Mulder has the vaccine.
Make it.
gotta keep moving. Come on.
Scully, reach up and grab that vent. Scully, grab the vent!
Scully?
light of the report I've got before me, in light of the narrative I'm now hearing, my official report is incomplete, pending these new facts I'm being asked to reconcile. Agent Scully, though there's now direct evidence that a federal agent may have been involved in the bombing, the other events you've laid down here are too incredible on their own and, quite frankly, implausible in their connections.
What is it you find incredible?
Well, where would you like me to start? So many of the events described in your report defy belief. Antarctica is a long way from Dallas, Agent Scully. I can't very well submit a report to the Attorney General that alleges the links you've made here. Bees and corn crops do not quite fall under the rubric of domestic terrorism.
No, they don't.
Most of what I find in here is lacking a coherent picture of any organization with an attributable motive. I realize the ordeal you've endured has clearly affected you. Though the holes in your account leave this panel with little choice but to delete these references to our final report to the Justice Department, until which time hard evidence becomes available that would give us cause to pursue such an investigation.
I don't believe the FBI currently has an investigative unit qualified to pursue the evidence in hand.
Interesting work of fiction on page 24. Mysteriously, our names have been omitted. They're burying this thing, Scully. They're just going to dig a new hole and cover it up.
I told OPR everything I know. What I experienced, the virus, how it spread by the bees from pollen and transgenic crops.
You're wasting your time, Scully. They'll never believe you. Not unless your story can be programmed, categorized, or easily referenced.
Well, then we'll go over their heads.
No. How many times have we been here before, Scully? Right here. So close to the truth. And now with what we've seen and what we know, to be right back at the beginning with nothing.
This is different, Mulder.
No, it isn't. You were right to want to quit. You're right to want to leave me. You should get as far away from me as you can. I'm not going to watch you die, Scully, because of some hollow personal cause of mine. Go be a doctor. Go be a doctor while you still can.
I can't. I won't. Mulder, I'll be a doctor, but my work is here with you now. Look, that virus that I was exposed to, whatever it is, it has a cure. You held it in your hand. How many other lives can we save? If I quit now, they win.
Miserable.
Why have you traveled all this way?
We have business to discuss.
You have regular channels.
This involves Mulder.
Oh, that name. Again and again.
He's seen more than he should.
What has he seen? Of the whole, he has seen but pieces.
He's determined now. Reinvested.
He's but one man. One man alone cannot fight the future.
Yesterday, I received this.
won't do without you. Matter of fact, oh, 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 I'm on your back. I'm on your back. Accept surrender, give up some more. Weren't you adored? I cannot be without you. Matter of fact, oh. If you